Monarch, Legacy of Monsters, an Apple original series.
The world is on fire. I decided to do something about it.
On November 17th.
This place, it's not ours. Believe me.
The most massive event of the year arrives.
If you come with me, you'll know everything, I promise.
Oh my God, go, go, go!
Monarch, Legacy of Monsters. Streaming November 17th, only on Apple TV+.
This episode is brought to you by Michigan Economic Development Corporation. In Michigan, you can have both a rewarding career and a quality lifestyle, with plentiful career opportunities in world-changing, innovating industries, from electric vehicles to clean energy to biotech, with room for advancement no matter where you are in your career. Plus, Michigan offers a welcoming, beautiful, affordable, and inclusive community for all. Live your best life. You can in Michigan. Visit themichiganlife.org.
Welcome back to the Rise of the Young podcast. My name is Casey Adams, and if you are new here, thank you so much for tuning in. This is episode 99, and I'm very excited because this is an important episode to me, and I know if you're listening right now, I have been slacking on uploading, and that is about to change because I told myself I was going to upload every single day. And obviously, if you follow this podcast and you listen to me on a regular basis, that is not the case. And I'm just going to be transparent with you guys from the start that moving forward on the 100th episode, I will be posting three times a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. So I just want to give you guys an update real quick before we talk about today's topic, which is self-judgment. Literally, today is June 2nd, and I just put out an Instagram post on my page talking about self-judgment, what it means to me, and overall defining the message that I have for today's episode, which I'm going to elaborate on. So, that being said, before we get started, I just want to say thanks so much for tuning in. Make sure you subscribe to this podcast. And the only thing I ask of you is that you share it with a friend. Share this episode with somebody who you truly believe could use this information and apply it to their life. So that being said, I just want to say thank you so much. That's literally how this podcast has been able to grow and stay in the top 200 business podcasts is because of you. So you sharing it with a friend truly means the world to me. That being said, let's get into the show. Self-judgment. This is a topic that literally just came to me when I was thinking about an Instagram caption that I wanted to write today. And real quickly, I'm going to read you my Instagram caption that I put out on my page. Here it is. Here's what's on my mind today. Self-judgment. The definition of this is self-judgment results from the thoughts individuals have about themselves and the meanings attached to those thoughts. The thoughts, hence, produce related feelings such as anxiety, anger, and depression. This is a topic I want to talk about because I believe we all go through it. Each and every single one of us has judged ourselves based on what others are doing, saying, or accomplishing. The truth is, don't be ashamed and get down on yourself once you recognize you're having these thoughts. Being aware of your positive and negative thoughts allows you to have true breakthroughs in life. See, I have all these thoughts all the time, but being aware of what you're telling yourself is the key. You have a story, and the truth is no one can take that from you. Recognize that you are unique and figure out what value you bring to the table. Social media creates such a perception around success, but after sitting down with over 100 plus world-class entrepreneurs, I believe that you must define what success means to you. Stop comparing yourself to others and start looking in the mirror. Are you becoming the best version of yourself? Or are you comparing yourself to another individual's definition of success? These are questions I always try to ask myself because I believe that we all get in the way of ourselves. Do you truly define your goals? And are you aware of the direction you're heading in? You see, it's okay if you don't know, but having these conversations with yourself, you don't understand how powerful it is. It's okay if you don't know, but start having these conversations with yourself daily. You know what's best for you, and no one can take that away from you. Remember, self-judgment results from the thoughts we have about ourselves and the meaning we attach to those thoughts. Start attaching positive and uplifting meanings to each and every thought you have about yourself. See, I'm recording a podcast right now about this where I'm going to go in depth, and that is what you're listening to. So I just posted that. That was the caption, and I want to take a moment and allow you just to really think on that, because I believe self-judgment is one of those things where you may be listening right now and it's really getting to you. You know, you're thinking about something that's been going in circles just in your head nonstop. Something, maybe it's you comparing yourself to others. Maybe it's you comparing your social media page to someone else's, because I always talk all the time about personal branding. And even for me, when I was first starting out, I was like, and this is 3 years ago when I had 1,000 followers and I just started to build my brand, I was like, how am I, someone that has no experience, that is just learning about social media, that has no, I would say, network at all, has never traveled, never been to a business event, how can a 15-year-old kid, myself at the time, build a brand on social media? I was comparing myself to so many people. Like, I'm talking about Gary Vee, I'm talking about Ty Lopez, I'm talking about Grant Cardone. I'm like, and the one thing I didn't ever put into context was like, these guys and girls have so much experience and knowledge over me. And I wouldn't say it was a bad thing in terms of like the comparison. It was more so like, how can I build a brand? How can I get people hearing my story and listening to it? And I was judging myself based on other people's success. And I truly was not defining what success meant to me, right? So I want you to think on that. And I really want you to take the time after this episode to write down what the definition of success is to you. And this is something I'm going to be doing today as well. And it's funny because the more and more I do this podcast and more I get aware of the direction I want to take it, it allows me to define my story, my message, my thoughts, and everything that I'm working on. Because the truth is, I haven't uploaded a podcast in a couple weeks, and I told myself, like I said at the beginning of this episode, I told myself I was going to upload one every single day, and it did not happen. And you see, sometimes I may get down on myself for saying, oh, I said this, but it didn't happen. And that's the thing. Do not judge yourself on the things that have already happened. Start to learn how to not judge yourself on the things that are happening today, because you can only control what's happening today. So there's no reason to go back in time and judge yourself based on who you were. Start focusing on the person you are today and the person you want to become. And real quick, I said in the caption, after sitting down with over 100 world-class entrepreneurs, I've learned that every person's definition of success is unique. And that's literally the truth. If you've listened to this podcast for the last year and a half, I've been able to sit down with some of the most amazing world-class entrepreneurs and actors and just athletes, people who are truly, individuals that are building an empire, right? And each and every single one of them has their own definition of success, whether that's financially or spiritually or emotionally or whatever it is to them. That's the biggest thing I've picked up on, in the sense of they don't let others' opinions dictate what they do. They are so clear on what they do, how they do it, and the definition of what success is to them. And if you're in this space, listening to podcasts, reading books, bettering yourself, the biggest tactic I would say is don't try to recreate somebody's message or somebody's story or somebody's caption. Do it from your intuition. Be the most transparent version of you. And I'm talking about the judgment that we put on ourselves in terms of, oh, if this person does this, I should do this to get that result. Yes, that works in terms of bigger picture, but on the small things, understand that you have to truly believe in you for you and not because someone else wants to believe in you for that reason, right? So going back to it, self-judgment, it results from the thoughts individuals have about themselves and the meanings attached to those thoughts. I want you to think on this because it's so true. See, if you are at the gym and you can't bench 300 pounds, which I can't, you're either A, going to attach a thought of positivity or negativity, meaning it's positive that I cannot bench that amount because I have not put in the work to be able to bench that amount. Or negative, I'm so weak, I'm never going to be able to bench that. Two completely different thought processes, two completely different forms of conversation. And as little as that may seem, I try to, every single thought I have about myself internally, make it positive. I make it about becoming better, because that's all we can do. There's no reason to think on the negative side of the conversation. If you start positioning yourself and your conversations and the communication you have with yourself positively, your life will change. Because this is something I always, I would say, think on as well, and that's, I truly care about communication skills. I communicate on a regular basis in terms of on social media, to people, speaking at events, podcasting, interviewing people, and I always focus on the conversation and the communication and the quality of that, because that's something I've learned and I've been complimented on by a lot of these world-class entrepreneurs. They say, hey man, you're great at communicating, and I really cherish that, because communication is something we all do. If you're listening to this right now, I'm communicating something to you. If you're writing an Instagram post, you're communicating something to your audience. If someone has a question to you, you're communicating your answer to them, right? But the thing I believe people don't focus on is the communication you ask yourself, the questions you ask yourself. What type of conversations are you having within, like mentally, which you don't even speak out loud, right? There's so many things that run through our head on a daily, weekly, hourly basis, and we don't bring context to them. That's why taking a pen and paper is very important in terms of whatever you think, write it down, because then it turns into something tangible that you can look at and think on. And it literally changes the game. And I really want this podcast not to be about, oh, be positive, X, Y, Z. I want it to be about you understanding what type of conversations are you having within? Because even for me, sometimes I don't do this to the best capability of which I believe I should. And that is writing stuff down, getting clear on what you're truly thinking about. Because if you don't know what you're thinking about, chances are the rest of the world doesn't either. The people who are meticulous with their thoughts and the actions they put behind them are the people who win, right? There's no other reason people win other than they take their thoughts, they write them down, they have a plan, and they execute, whether that's in business, whether that's in sports, whether that's going to the gym. If you think, all right, I need to go to the gym at 7 a.m., then you physically do it, you turn a thought into an action. And yes, that's so simple, but it works for the bigger things, right? And I'm just putting it out there. If you're listening right now, I always tell people, start a podcast. And people always ask me, hey, how do I start a podcast? How do I do this? Why should I do this? Don't ask the questions why or how. Ask the questions about the next step on the smallest things and on the biggest things. If you want to start a podcast, ask, how do I start it? What does it take to start, right? Don't ask, oh, why should I do this? Or, oh, what if I don't get people listening? Literally just start it. I started my podcast, like I said earlier, a year and a half ago almost, and it's been one of those things that has literally truly built my brand so much, but I haven't maximized it. And this is something that I've judged myself on. I've always said, like, why am I not doubling down on podcasting? And now I am. I told myself once I hit 100 episodes, this is number 99. Once I hit 100, three times a week, period. And if you are listening to this right now, there is no way I'm going to slip up on this. And I want you to keep me accountable for every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday when it comes to posting, because literally there's no excuse. I have a microphone, I have a laptop, I have the equipment. Things are ready for me in terms of putting out content from a podcast perspective. And sometimes I catch myself that I just don't do it. And that's not a good sign. So I want to put this out there into the universe and tell you, please hold me accountable, right? Like, literally hold me accountable for putting out this podcast, because I believe the quickest way to start getting things done is to build a support system. And I want you to try this, right? Because every person in my network who is truly winning, they have what I like to call an accountability partner, whether that's themselves, whether that's their whiteboard, whether that's a person, their family, whatever it is. Accountability is something I truly believe in. And it goes back to self-judgment, because if someone is keeping you accountable, they're judging you at the end of the day. They're judging you if you don't do something, right? So if you're accountable for what you say, the judgment and the thoughts you attach to that are positive, and that is what I want you to take out of this episode. The thoughts produce the feelings that you think on, right? If you tell yourself you're going to go to the gym and you don't, you're going to feel bad. If you tell yourself you're going to go to the gym and you smash it and you hit the gym and you stay there an extra 30 minutes, you are going to think positively about that, right? And that goes for the smallest things, right? If you tell yourself you're going to do something and you don't feel good. You attach depression. You attach self-guilt. You attach all these negative emotions to that topic that it therefore makes you not want to do it, right? So period. This is going to be a short episode, but I want it to really, I would say, sit in with you and think on it, because it's about self-judgment. It's about truly attaching positive emotions and thoughts to the conversations you have with yourself. So that being said, I truly want you to go back and read my Instagram caption about self-judgment. I'm going to make sure to put the link in the description of this podcast, because I believe expressing your thoughts on this in a public situation helps you get clear. So my challenge to you is go comment on my recent post on Instagram, which I'll make sure to link in the description of this podcast. Go comment what self-judgment means to you. How are you mastering self-judgment? How are you creating positive thoughts in your life moving forward? How have you been able to master this if you have already? Let me know. Drop a comment on my Instagram post. Like I said, I will drop the link down below so you can literally just click on it and then drop a comment and truly put effort and meaning into this. I want to see long, genuine comments on my post, because I believe if you do that, it will help you get clear on not only what you think about self-judgment, about what you think about yourself. Let me know what you're truly thinking about, because transparency is the key on social media, honestly. My last two Instagram posts, I've been writing a lot of, I would say, depth in my captions, and I want you to let me know, should I do more of that? Because it honestly makes me feel good to do it, so I'm going to do it no matter what, but let me know what you think about it, because I just literally thought about a word or something I wanted to speak on, which is self-judgment, and I wrote about it. So let me know what you think about the way I'm doing that on social, on Instagram, and keep me accountable for these podcasts, because the Rise of the Young podcast is not only something that has changed my lives, but it's changed hundreds and thousands of people's lives all around the globe. And I just want to say thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening. And let me know, who do you want me to interview on this show next? Because I've done so many different interviews. I have 6 waiting to drop, and they're going to be coming out soon. But let me know, what do you want me to talk about? What do you want me to not talk about? And give me some insight on what you'd like to hear about me as an individual in terms of my speaking engagements, the podcast, the events, personal branding, whatever it is. Let me know. I'm open to it. Send me a DM. By the way, if you're looking at the podcast cover, the little emoji in the bottom left corner is the DM slide emoji. So make sure you use that whenever you comment on my Instagram posts, because I'll know you're part of the Rise of the Young community. So that being said, I just want to say thank you so much for tuning in to the Rise of the Young podcast. Go drop a comment on my post. Self-judgment is important to master. I'm still mastering it myself, and I hope you enjoyed this episode. If there's one thing I have to leave you with today, it is share this episode with a friend, because I believe it's the effect of others and the things you do for others that can truly change your life, right? If this episode is valuable to you, share it with a friend, because then it's valuable to them, period. So that being said, share this episode with a friend. Make sure you subscribe. Drop a comment on my recent Instagram post, and I will talk to you guys soon on the next episode of the Rise of the Young podcast. That being said, see you guys on Monday, Wednesday, Friday, every single week from now on. Tune in. It's about to get crazy. Let's go.
Monarch, Legacy of Monsters, an Apple original series.
The world is on fire. I decided to do something about it.
On November 17th.
This place, it's not ours. Believe me.
The most massive event of the year arrives.
If you come with me, you'll know everything, I promise.
Oh my God, go, go, go!
Monarch, Legacy of Monsters. Streaming November 17th, only on Apple TV+.